Now time for some new music and a look at the second album from French artist Eloise Letizier. It's called Chris, and she performs under the name Christine and the Queens. Our regular music commentator, Zan Rowe, is here to tell us all about it. Zan, of course, is host of Double J Mornings. Good morning, Zan.
Hi, Kathy.
Now, for those of us who don't know much about her music, can you just tell us a little bit about Christine and the Queens? Because in spite of her stage name, she's actually a solo performer.
Yeah, it's just Christine, and she actually broke onto the scene in about 2014 with her French language album. It was recorded and released in English a year later because a lot of other people were keen as well, and she immediately gained a whole bunch of fans. People like Madonna and producer Mark Ronson are huge fans of Christine and the Queen, really for her smart take on pop music and a very unique voice as well.
And she's somewhat broken the mold for female pop stars, hasn't she?
Yeah, she really plays with androgyny in an interesting way, but kind of uses masculinity like a sledgehammer to enrich her womanhood. So she can be crude and sexually explicit, which you'll hear this week, but also very tender. And I read something recently in GQ magazine where she was talking about that idea of complexity and intricacy being reserved only to men, but that women can make it unthreatening and simplified. Women must make it unthreatening and simplified. And that she wishes she could be like Nick Cave or Mick Jagger. So she's really exploring that idea of having a lot more complexity and how sometimes that's called to question if you're a woman, but she's absolutely exploring it on this new record, showing that all can work together and really reflecting that complexity of character.
Breaking some new boundaries. So this new album, as I mentioned, is called Chris. It's won high praise and there are comparisons to no less than Michael Jackson, which is pretty extraordinary. What does the album sound like?
It's very much a pop record. There's a lot of kind of, funk going on throughout it as well. There's the sound of the 90s through it. But as a kid, yeah, she was really obsessed with Michael Jackson. When she performs live, she often imitates him in the dance moves. And you can hear the references throughout this record as well, sonically, particularly vocally on the song that I'm about to play. She sort of uses the same vocal delivery as Michael in the way that she kind of snarl spits her lyrics in the songs. And you'll see what I mean in just a moment, but that way that Michael Jackson would kind of curl around the delivery of some of his songs when he'd snarl spit it. So should we take a listen to one of the songs from it, Kathy?
Absolutely. What track have you brought in for us today?
Well, this is the lead singer, Girlfriend. Again, she just wanted to smash that idea of the macho man, but she ended up making a song where she explores the idea of being a macho man, but still a woman, asking the question, is it an aberration? Is it joyful? You can decide for yourself. Here it is. This is Christine and the Queens and her song, Girlfriend.
Chris.
I'm gonna be a freak, but back in the second. This with his skin, rash for no reason. Bouge à l'eau ligne des armes, girl gasp with envy. Fou, ma demi-mi king in the sleep. Same as anything, small lumps on my jaw. For lusting after is the usual for sure. May your girl come birdie day on the dispel. Fingers angry, listen, come that you're good at them, girlfriend. A girlfriend, but lover, damn it, be your lover, girlfriend. Don't feel like a girlfriend, but lover, damn it, be your lover. And my fame in the lake. Let's see now how fast you're breathing and how long this will take. Those who used to pass by me feel they are baffling a liar. What is you? You even taste much better. Came back steaming in sweats in the morning. I'm muscled in for I wanted to hold him. Then travel to let those bird dogs rage through. What is me? Papa is you. Papa is you now.
Girlfriend.
Don't feel like a girlfriend. But lover.
Well, you can really hear the Michael Jackson sound in that, can't you? That's Girlfriend by Christine and the Queens from her second album titled Chris. Looking forward to hearing some more tracks during the week here. That was brought to us courtesy of Double J and Zanro.